请我们翻到启示录。
Can we turn to Revelation?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
Revelation 1:9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所、施梅那、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、腓勒帖菲、老底家那七个教会。
Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
我想我们的圣经暂时就读这么多。
I think we'll read this much for now.
大家都知道，这一次我们一共有三次相聚的时间，今天晚上和明天两次。
You should all know that we have three opportunities to gather together tonight and two times tomorrow.
我们这一次主要的就想用三次的时间，我们要从早期教会的历史中得到一些的教训。
We would like to use this opportunity to learn some lessons from the early church history.
那我们主要的目的要来看教会的道路。
Our main purpose is to see the way of the church.
到底教会有没有路今天？
Does the church have a way today?
到底教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
到底将来教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
这是我们常常问的一个问题。
This is a question we often ask.
尤其在中国人中间，
especially amongst Chinese，
今天许多的聚会是因着有许多人从远方移民到美国来。
Many meetings here in the U.S. come as a result of people immigrating from the Far East.
那因着语言的缘故，很自然的我们就相聚。
Now because of language purpose, we naturally gather together.
很自然，我们所用的语言不是当地的语言。
Very naturally, we don't use the local language.
我们称他们叫外国人，其实我们才真的是外国人。
We call them foreigners, but we're the true foreigners.
所以今天蒙主的恩典，我们在一起聚集。
So by the grace of God, we're gathered together.
但是对于年轻的弟兄姊妹来说，
but for the young brothers and sisters,
他们所受的教育是当地的教育。
Their education is a local education.
他们用的语言是当地的语言。
Their language is a local language.
当他们来到中文用说中文的聚会的时候，
when they come to a meeting that speaks Mandarin,
虽然他们很愿意和大家一同这样的聚集，
even though they are willing to meet with everyone,
但是我们都知道有许多的限制，
but there's great limitation.
所以慢慢的等到再过几年以后，
so soon after a few years,
然后这些孩子们就上了学了。
Now these kids go to school.
那等到他们大了以后，
after they grow older,
他们就成家立业，
and then they get married, and then they have a career.
他们就离开了我们，也离开了我们的聚会。
So they leave us, and they leave our meetings.
所以没有多久以后，慢慢慢慢的，我们知道说年长的弟兄姊妹越来越多。
Soon you'll discover that there's more and more elder brothers and sisters.
我们知道说，感谢主，在好几年前，特别在一般留学生中间。
We thank the Lord, especially amongst those that had come to study from abroad.
这些 overseas, 这些海外的在外来这里读书的人，他们年轻的时候他们就聚在一起了。
These brothers and sisters gathered together since they were young.
所以他们在一起聚会的时候还没有孩子。
So when they were meeting, they didn't have kids yet.
但等到慢慢的第二代起来了。
But as the second generation comes along,
那慢慢有一些问题就要发生。
Slowly there'll be some problems.
那不止这里这样有问题，在每个地方都有类似的问题。
It's not just a problem here, but everywhere.
那现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
到底教会的前途在哪？
Where is the future of the church?
如果教会有前途的话，
If the church has a future,
我们应该看见年轻的一代。
We ought to see a younger generation.
如果教会有明天的话，
If the church has a tomorrow,
我们在整个聚会里面是年轻人在前面的。
In the whole meeting, you should see the young people driving in the front.
没有一个年轻人能觉得我坐在这里是 second class citizen, 没有。
No young person should feel that they are a second class citizen. They feel that this meeting is mine. There's the presence of God here. If I don't worship the Lord, who will worship the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, you see this?
当教会有朝气, 当教会好像, 有这种光景的时候,
when the church has a vitality, this is very important.
所以我们就说,
So we know that the church then has a future. But we know that oftentimes church, the true condition of the church has to do with history. In the beginning, it's full of the presence of God. But after a bit of history, slowly as if that vibrancy is gone. And then there are many problems amongst the brothers and sisters. So when we look back in church history, we want to ask the question, is the condition of the church today just like it was 2,000 years ago? Just so long as we gather,
满了主的同在,
full of the Lord's presence,
但你有没有问一个问题?
But did you ask a question?
我们这样的聚集是在神的旨意中吗?
Is our gathering in the purpose of God?
我们这样的聚集是讨主的喜悦吗?
In our gathering, does it please the Lord?
是不是在每一件事情上, 我们的主都是元首, 都是主呢?
Is it that in everything, the Lord is the head?
到底在聚会里面, 谁说的话是算的?
So in the meeting, whose word counts?
是不是因为我们有了一点的年龄?
Is it that because we have a certain seniority?
是不是因为我们有了一点的经历?
Is it because we have certain experience?
我们的声音就可以大声一点?
That our voices can be a little louder?
到底教会是不是让基督来做元首的?
Is it that the church allows the Lord to be head?
所以弟兄姊妹, 但慢慢当我们真的回到圣经的时候,
so, brothers and sisters, slowly as we return to the Bible,
我们有很多问题要问,
we have many questions to ask.
如果我们诚实的话,
if we are honest,
我们一定要问一个问题,
we have to ask a question.
到底教会的路在哪?
Where is the way of the church?
教会今天到底有没有路?
Does the church have a way today?
教会今天是不是满足神的心意?
Does the church please the Lord's heart?
所以我们愿意用三次很短的时间,
so we like to use three short times.
我们试着来回答这个问题。
We try to answer such a question.
我们要从头300年的教会历史,
we want to use the first 300 years of church history.
我们要得着一些教训,
we want to receive some teachings, some lessons.
但是我们如果要得着这些教训的话,
if we want to learn these lessons,
我们一定要知道神当初最早对于教会的旨意是什么,
we have to know what was the original purpose of God for the church.
那我们刚才读这段圣经,
now the passage we read earlier,
我们读到
We read the story of John. When John was in the island of Patmos, he was almost 100 years old.
主升天大概已经快70年,
the Lord had already ascended for more than 70 years. When he wrote the book of Revelation, the book of John,
他虽然100岁,
even though he was 100 years old,
但是还记得,
but he remembers the story of 70 years before. He remembered the first time he met the Lord. It was dusk and it was 4 p.m. He remembered that he met the Lord in the Bethany beyond the Jordan. He remembered that when he started following the Lord, he was in Bethany. When he separated from the Lord, it was also in Bethany. When he wrote the book of John, when he looked back in his 100 years, he remembered how he followed the Lord. How he went from one Bethany to another Bethany. From the Bethany beyond the Jordan to the Bethany near Jerusalem. So only Gospel of John shows
us.
There are two Bethanys. And the whole Gospel of John tells us, how are we the Lord's disciples? Where do we start from? From Bethany. When do we end? From Bethany. So the way of following the Lord is from Bethany to Bethany.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, amongst the 12 disciples,
最早寻到的 是约翰的哥哥,
the first martyr was John's brother James. His life was the shortest. But John's life was the longest. He almost covered a whole century. Peter was in glory. Paul also went into glory. But he was kept on earth. He was not only kept on earth. He was taken captive to Patmos. The island of Patmos today is a beautiful island. After 2,000 years of administration, it's very beautiful tourist town. We know that near the Aegean Sea, there's thousands of islands.
有的有人住,
there are some that are inhabited, some are not. In the time of John, the island of Patmos was one where it wasn't very populated.
不过那里呢, 可以有一点的矿产可以在那里挖的。
But there were actually minerals that people could excavate.
所以如果他们要把奴隶送到某些地方去,
so if they were going to send slaves to certain places,
那么巴摩海岛是其中的一个,
Patmos would be one of possibilities.
约翰已经快100年,
now John was almost 100 years old.
但是为着基督的见证,
but for the Lord's testimony,
就是因为他是主的门徒,
now because he was the Lord's disciple,
就是因为他跟随他的主,
because he followed his Lord,
学生不能高过先生,
the slave cannot be great, the disciple cannot be greater than his teacher.
所以因着这个缘故, 弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 现在他为着主的缘故被充军到,
now, for the Lord's sake, he was taken captive to Patmos. Now, we know that in the early church history, the church was persecuted 10 times. The first time was when Paul and Peter, they were martyred. The second was when John was taken to Patmos. When he was on the island of Patmos, he didn't know where his future lies. Why? During the time of Paul and Peter, to be a Christian at that time wasn't illegal. Why were the church Christians persecuted? It was because Nero wanted to blame the fact that he burned down the city of Rome. They were captured not because they were Christians. They were captured because they violated the state law. Because the fire started from a racetrack at that time. And it burned almost the whole of Rome. And the Christians and Jews lived in that area. So then Nero actually blamed all the Christians for setting up the fire.
所以你看见说,
so there was a great persecution of believers at the time.
如果保罗不去罗马,
if Paul never went to Rome, He wouldn't be martyred. Peter didn't go to Rome. He wouldn't have been martyred. Because the persecution was only pertaining to Rome. It wasn't a national persecution. It was not a universal persecution. It was very localized, restricted to Rome.
But
we know that Paul was martyred and Peter was martyred. At that time, the Romans didn't have the Colosseum yet. So where the Colosseum lied was a lake. And then at the entrance of that lake was a golden palace, which was Nero's palace. So right next to the lake, when you're going to enter into Rome, you would see a great statue. You know how tall that statue was?
在保罗的时候,
during the time of Paul. Now there was an island of Rhodes.
在罗底岛,如果你要进那个罗底岛的话,你要进港的话,
if you want to enter the island of Rhodes, if you enter into the harbor,
有一个Colosseum, 有个大的巨人,
there was a great statue.
那么这个大的巨人呢, 我们知道他的腿是分开的,
so his legs were split in half.
所以这个就是建筑学来讲是空前, 从来没有这样过, 你看所有的石膏像, 所有最巨人的像, 他的腿一定并起来。
So this is the first time in history, because all of the statues before that, you would see that the legs are always together.
所以那个时候如果你坐船进港的话,
so if you were to enter the harbor, you would go through the two of his legs. So during the time of Paul, this statue fell. So that statue was one of the seven wonders of that time. So this is the story of the island of Rhodes. So Paul saw how that statue collapsed. So it was the greatest statue of that time. But Nero for himself built a statue greater than that. And then the light that shone forth from the head was like the light of the sun. Now we know that Paul and Peter martyred under his hand. So they dealt with the Christians.
他们把基督徒死了以后，就殉道以后，先是丢在狮子洞里面。
After the Christians were martyred, they were thrown first in the lion's den.
然后呢，把他的死尸用皮用那个兽皮把它裹起来。
And then they would take the skin of animals put it around the corpse.
用火把它点起来当作火把。
And then light the fire like a torch.
所以大概有一英里长，你如果从那个门口一进到黄金宫里面去的时候。
So for about a mile long, as you enter into that palace.
白天你看见所有的树叶都是像金子一样发亮的。
During the day, you see all the leaves are like gold shining.
因为那是金叶,
because there were golden leaves.
所以如果你从那里进去的话,
so if you go in there, you'll see that it was very beautiful.
到了晚上你看不见了,
and now you couldn't see.
那现在你需要两旁有许多的火柱, 点起来, 火炬点起来,
so you needed torches on the side to light up the place.
当许多寻道者, 他们为主寻道以后,
so after many of the martyrs were martyred for the Lord's sake,
他们的身体就被举在整个的这个火柱上面,
so their bodies were lifted upon these torches.
就是他们照亮了整个的皇宫,
so they actually lit up all of the palace.
然后一路骑着马车, 非常威武的就从他的皇金宫里面,
so Nero then would come, could be on his chariot and go through that palace.
不要忘记,
don't forget. This was the first persecution of the church. Actually, Paul and Peter were martyred at that time. So when John was taken captive to Patmos, let us remember a thing.
那个时候, 做基督徒, 那个时候,
At that time, for you to be a Christian, you were a political prisoner. They were treated as a committing treason. If you're a Christian, you were a political prisoner. So during the time of John, it's different than Paul and Peter. Paul and Peter, they weren't illegal. Now to be a Christian was illegal. Thousands of people were captured. Now you were no longer belong just to one locality. Thousands upon thousands were martyred for the Lord. Now because John was probably too old, they didn't want to just kill him. They didn't want to, they had kind of mercy on him. So they sent him to the island of Patmos. So brothers and sisters, if there are 10 ways of persecution in Rome, he remembers
30
years before, or 40 years before, he remembered how Paul and Peter went into glory. Now there was one more wave. Now there was no Paul, no Peter. Now amongst those that followed the Lord, the oldest is John. So brothers and sisters, don't forget, when he was sent to the island of Patmos, he knows that Satan uses the strength of a nation to destroy Christians. Not longer was he persecuted. All the Christians were suffering with him. So what did he say? He said, I, John, your brother,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要记得,
you remember,
约翰没有说,
he didn't say, I'm your elder. He said, I'm the servant of the
没有的,
Lord. No.
他说,
he said, I, John, your brother,
和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里,
and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance. We are not just regular brethren. We are brethren in suffering, brethren in trial. And then we have a part in the suffering of Jesus. So because you're my brother,
我受逼迫,
I am persecuted, you're persecuted. 你受逼迫, you're persecuted, I'm persecuted.
你做弟兄,
you're a brother, therefore you're a prisoner.
我是对, 我是弟兄, 我是弟兄, 所以我也是,
I'm a brother, therefore I'm a prisoner.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
these Christians only committed one crime. Their crime was that they were Christians.
所以这就是保罗,
so this is when John wrote Revelation. Said, I, John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation. Is it just tribulation?
如果只有患难,
if it's just tribulation, there's no tomorrow.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. It's not just a fellow partaker in tribulation. And kingdom.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天是十字架,
today is the cross,
明天就是冠冕,
tomorrow is the crown.
所以我们必须忍耐,
so we have to be patient.
所以不止在患难里一同有份,
not just in tribulation,
国度里有份,
but in the kingdom,
而且忍耐里一同有份,
and perseverance.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在明白了,
now you understand?
当老约翰到了主日的时候,
when John came to the Lord's day,
神的灵感动他,
the Spirit of God moved him. It's very possible that he remembered those that broke bread with him in Asia Minor.
如果天气好的话,
if it was a good day,
约翰应该能看见以弗所,
it was with clear skies, John could see Ephesus. At least he could see the shoreline of Ephesus.
如果天气好的话,
if the weather was good, today is the same way.
If you've been to the island of Patmos,
如果你面对对的方向,
if you face the right place, you should be able to see Ephesus.
老约翰还记得,
so John remembered,
他自由的时候,
when he was free,
他每一个主日碰见弟兄姊妹的时候,
every Lord's Day when he met brothers and sisters,
根据历史告诉我们,
according to history, we're told, the sedan he was on. Because he couldn't walk anymore. When he met brothers and sisters,
他都要说,
he said, little ones, you ought to love one another.
那弟兄姊妹,
so this is John.
到了主日的时候,
so during the Lord's Day, they would break bread with them. Now it was the Lord's Day again. Now John was by himself. So he could remember how he met with the brothers and sisters in Asia Minor. So very naturally he missed those brothers and sisters in Asia Minor. So as he reminisced about these brothers and sisters, he was moved by the Spirit. He heard a voice behind him loudly saying,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, he heard a voice behind him.
等一等,
so then he turned around.
所以你看见吗?
So you see that?
他有两个方向,
he has two directions.
在他没有听见圣灵声音,
before he heard the voice,
他是回头看,
he was looking back.
他怀念那些弟兄姊妹,
he was missing those brothers and sisters. He remembered how many Lord's days he broke bread with them. Now he was alone. He missed them.
他的心好像就,
his heart as if it went towards them.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know? So when you see the letters, then you see and you understand. The little, everything that the Holy Spirit revealed,
都给我们看见说那个时候的老约翰, 他虽然在巴摩海的,
all show us that John, even though he was in Patmos,
他肩膀上是七个教会,
upon his shoulders are the seven churches,
他心中也是七个教会,
and his heart had the seven churches.
难道只有七个教会吗?
Is it just the seven churches?
当然不是,
of course not.
这七个教会乃是代表,
these seven churches are representative.
这七个教会乃是代表神的众教,
represents all the churches of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
约翰是个一直在,
so John was always a member in the body of Christ.
他不是独行侠, 他不是一个人自己随便行动,
he didn't move by himself.
他没有主,
he cannot live without the Lord.
他没有弟兄姊妹,
he also cannot live without the brothers and sisters. So on the Lord's Day, he missed all the saints. He was like the great high priest. He came before the presence of God. He bore the seven churches. And he carried the seven churches as if he is the great high priest. So the great high priest had the 12 names of the tribes of Israel. And then upon his chest there was also the 12 precious stones. Brothers and sisters, when he reminisced about the seven churches, of course he looked back. Of course he saw the condition of the seven churches. But after a little while, the Holy Spirit moved him. Then he looked back and then he looked forward.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要明白,
we want to understand,
等到他真的回过头去看这七个教,
when he truly looked back to look at the seven churches,
他不只看见七个教,
he not just saw the seven churches,
他也记得他当初怎么跟随主,
he also remembered how he followed the Lord.
你读约翰福音,
if you read Gospel John,
你读约翰的书信,
you read the epistles of John,
老约翰一直是回到起初的,
John always returned to the beginning.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
他回过头去看, 已经是100年,
when he looked back, it was already 100 years.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
现在这是, 如果他回过头去看的话,
if he looked back,
这是几乎是100年的历史,
this is almost 100 years of history.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
now we want to ask, The first 100 years.
教会是怎么开始的?
How did the church start?
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
等一等他转过来,
then he turned around. He's not look, just looking back. He's looking forward.
如果他真的往前看,
if he truly looks forward, he has to ask a question. Now Satan wants to use the strength of the whole nation to destroy the church of God. Our hands, we don't have strength. Our hands, we don't have guns, we don't have swords. It's in the hands of the Roman Empire. There was the whole power, military power. The whole political power. The whole religious power.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不要忘记了,
don't forget.
这是非常这些基督徒们
these Christians
没有一个兵, 没有一个主,
they didn't have soldiers or armies
没有一个他们手里面什么力量都没有,
so they had no strength in their hands.
请大家记得,
remember
当你看见神的教会,
when you see the church of God
所面对的乃是罗马帝国的时候,
and what they face is the whole Roman Empire,
而罗马帝国决定铲除教会的时候,
and when the Roman Empire decided they would destroy the church of God,
不要忘记,
don't forget
约翰 是在现在还留下来，他仍旧走在前面。
So John, amongst those that remained, was one that was in the front. He never thought about himself. He thought about the future of the church.
You see that?
If Paul was there, if Peter was there, maybe more would be upon their shoulders. They went into glory. Very naturally, the responsibility came upon him. Brothers and sisters, he was just a brother. You see that? No matter what, he was just a brother. He was not a pope. He was not an archbishop.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, he was just your brother.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters.
现在你回过头看这一百年,
so when you look back at these 100 years,
你看教会怎么诞生, 教会怎么成长,
you see how the church was born and how it grew.
现在从这里再往前看的话,
now you look forward. Now there was a second wave of persecution. Now does the church have a future? Why did he write these principles? When the church was suffering, who would comfort her? Who would like encourage her? Don't forget. When John wrote these epistles, he knows the receivers of the letters. He knows that all the churches are under persecution. Brothers and sisters, as you face the whole Roman Empire, you face the whole world that wants to destroy you, does the church have a future? Does the church have a way? Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Because of this, he was talking about 666, talking about the Antichrist. Brothers and sisters, the whole world is Antichrist. Starting from Nero, they were Antichrist. So if you count Caesar Nero, it is 666. Everyone knows that. It's past. But that's the past. But according to John, the real 666 is still ahead. The true Antichrist is still ahead. So the church has already faced that 666. How do you meet the future 666? Brothers and sisters, so at that time, the 666, you didn't violate the law being a Christian. You're just misunderstood. So you were just misunderstood. But brothers and sisters, but they were pure. But now they were captured because now it was against the law to be a Christian. To be a Christian was to be a political prisoner. So for this reason,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果约翰再往前看,
if John kept looking forward,
有第一波一定有第二波,
there's the first wave, there's also the second wave.
有第二波一定有第三波,
there's the second wave, there'll be a third wave. So John said to the church in Smyrna, you will suffer 10 days. In the spirit of the prophet, so John knew that the church would go through 10 waves of tribulation. Think about it. If the church really goes through these sufferings, can the church survive? If it's the strength of a nation, if it's the strength of the world, this is not just a little nation, it's an empire. When the whole world unites
说定他十字架,
and say, crucify him, crucify him, how do they say to their Lord, crucify him? They also said to those who followed him, crucify them.
现在,
so now, can you look forward?
你回过头看,
when you look backward,
你能看见一点的荣耀,
you can see a little bit of glory.
但如果你往前看的话,
but if you look forward,
好像你看不远,
as if you can't see too far,
好像教会没有前途,
as if the church has no future.
你看你一会儿,
on the one hand, you have the beast coming out of the sea, and then there's another beast coming out from the land. See, the dragon was on the seashore.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
等到黑暗的权势, 阴府门全部打开,
when the whole power of darkness comes to deal with the church,
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
教会能做什么?
What can the church do?
能起来反抗吗?
Can it come rise up and attack? If it strikes you on your right
就是话说,
cheek,
要转过第二个脸,
you have to turn the other cheek. Aren't these people the weakest ones in the world? Aren't these people that consider the most useless in the
为什么?
World? Why? Because their Lord is the one who was crucified. Not that they crucified others. Didn't cause others to suffer. For your sin and my sin, he was crucified on the cross. The cross for the world is foolishness. It's weakness.
Oh, 弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白,
now you understand?
我们的主如何跟随他的也如何?
How our Lord was, so are those that follow him.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
基督,
our Lord is Christ. Us who follow him are Christians. Can the student be greater than the teacher? Can the servant be greater than the Lord, the Master? It's very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, so if this is what God has designated, if this is the design of God,
你要爱你的仇敌,
his commandment to love your enemy,
你不能一言还言,
not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth.
你要陪他走第二里路,
you have to walk the second mile.
你给他第二件衣服,
you have to give him the second piece of clothing.
这样的教导, 有前途吗?
Has such a teaching a future? When you meet and encounter such an evil world, and such a corrupt world, can these Christians survive?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我想很清楚一件事,
I think it's very clear.
你今天怎么教导你的儿女?
How do you teach your children?
今天在学校里面,
in this school,
你看你到处都是污秽, 到处都是邪恶,
it's full of evil, full of pollution.
你怎么保守你的儿女?
How do you keep your children?
你敢照着圣经的教训来教导他们?
Can you teach them according to the Bible?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有?
You see that?
现在你明白,
now you understand.
在巴摩海岛上,
on the island of Patmos,
这位为跟随主几乎一百年的老
this old John who followed the Lord for almost 100 years, when he turned around,
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
他不再往后看,
he was not looking back anymore.
他能往前看吗?
Can he look forward?
一个老人,
an old man,
都是往后看的,
they always look back.
我的母亲常常说, 他年轻的时候打死了几只老虎,
My mom always said when she was young how many tigers she killed.
所以你都是往回头看,
you always look back.
老人家能够往前看多少年?
How many years can you look ahead to if you're old?
所以弟兄姊,
so brothers and sisters,
应该是不会往前看的,
John should not be looking forward.
他往前看能看多少年?
How many years will he see it ahead of him?
那问题在这里,
the question is this.
他可以到主那里去,
he can go to the Lord.
他可以回到荣耀里去,
he can return to glory.
但是教会还留在地上,
but can the church still be on the
earth?
Those who suffered with him,
而一同忍耐的,
those who were persevered with him.
现在问题是,
the question is this.
教会,
does the church have a future?
教会的道路到底在哪里?
Where is the way of the church?
在这样的一个世界里,
in this world, Can the church survive?
If
the church survives,
他走的路是什么样的?
What kind of way will he go?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你看在巴摩海岛上,
now on the island of Patmos,
当老约翰得着这些启示的时候,
when John received such revelation,
背后关系一个很严肃的问题,
behind it there was an important question. Many people don't ask this question anymore. People avoid such questions because these questions are too sensitive. These questions cause us a great price.
你不问这些问题,
if you don't ask these questions, we can compromise them anything. We can, it's very easy for us to discuss anything. So we all peacefully go through our days. If you really speak about the church, the way of the church, no longer can you have peace. Many people no longer can rest in peace. Brothers and sisters, so we know this. Slowly, people don't talk about it anymore. Because they don't talk about it. The older generation knows how to go forward. The younger generation have no clue what you're doing. Why you break bread, they don't know. Brothers and sisters, we didn't teach them. We as if just through tradition bring them ahead. Do they know? They know that we break bread every week. They don't ask why. Why do we do this? Why do we do that? They don't understand. So when they go into the world, how many influences? Brothers and sisters, slowly many are taken by the world. Some are taken by the Christian world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, the question is this. What kind of strength do you have to exert to bring your children back to the world? Brothers and sisters, for you to be just spiritual yourself is not success. So you have to bring your whole family before the Lord. If you're just spiritual yourself, you're a failed Christian. You have to bring your whole family before the Lord. If you cannot do this, if you feel ashamed, is it that our testimony is failure? Is there certain places that we have stumbled our children? We sing hymns, we sing say glory, as if we're overcomers.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们看见吗?
Now we see this.
今天不止我们来到主面前,
not should we only ourselves come before the Lord. The church should not just have a way amongst the elders. You have to allow the young people to be answered, where is the way of the church?
慢慢慢慢,
slowly people don't understand what the church is. Some people feel that the church is just a building.
所以他们说, oh,
so they say, oh, I forgot I'm an umbrella at the church. I left my scissors at the church. If the church is the body of Christ, how can you allow the scissors to be in the body? So it must be a careless doctor. So when he was operating, he forgot his scalpel in you, brothers and sisters. So let me ask a simple question. What is the church? Can the young people answer that question? Don't you talk about it. You know what the result is? Of course the young people have no way. They don't understand what the church is. So let us remember, brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility today. We cannot just think about our own generation. Hezekiah was this way. When the prophet came to tell him that your descendants will be taken to Babylon, so take a Babylon, it's fine, I'm okay. You see that? Was it good for Hezekiah to live 15 years longer? Is it good or bad? So brothers and sisters, So today, many glorious parents,
许多属灵的父母,
many spiritual parents,
他们真属灵,
they are so spiritual. They love the Lord. Where are their children? Can their children see what they see? So, brothers and sisters, so you can't say if the Lord returns, I just do anything. There's no such thing. So there's a question like this. Where is the way of the church? Can you, according to the word of God, answer your children? Can the young people see? If the young people see,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见主荣耀的道路,
see the glorious way of the Lord, of the church. Everyone's willing to walk upon it. They're willing to lay aside everything to follow the Lord. But when the young people, they see the older ones and their testimony, can they follow? So we have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us, so that the older and the younger can see where is the way of the church. So that has much to do with the experience of John. When John looks back, so if you add the Gospel of John plus the Epistle, so if John looks back, he always looks back to the beginning. He said, in the beginning was the Word of Life. What we have held, what we have heard,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so this is what John experienced himself. The word was not an abstract thing for John, because the word has become flesh. Because before love was abstract, now upon the Lord Jesus, you see that love is not abstract. Humility is to be abstract. When they saw the Lord bend over, you saw humility in him. So brothers and sisters, so old John said, we have seen his glory. Now we want to ask, what is this story? So this is the story of the first 33 years. You see that? Amongst the first century, you can divide it into the first 33 years, the second 33 years, and the third 33 years. The first 33 years, it was the head of the church. How he went from birth, to serve and then to be crucified and to glory. When you talk about church history, you cannot just not talk about the origin. You cannot not talk about the Lord who was the Word became flesh. That's the first 33 years. How our Lord started from the manger, and how he was received into heaven. He came, entered into the world horizontally. All of us enter into the world horizontally and exit horizontally. So for the Chinese to come into this world, the United States, to learn English is difficult. So they don't remember how to say hospital. So only makes sense in Chinese.
所以我们就知道因着这个缘故我们知道我们是横着进来我们也是横着出去。
So we know that we enter into this world horizontally and leave horizontally.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们虽然是出于尘土归于尘土,
so we are going from dust to dust. But there is a life. He entered into the world horizontally. He left this world vertically.
这个生命一直长,
So this life grew all the way before the presence of God. How do you know that a life is mature? Is it that the more Bible he reads? Is
it
that more theology he reads? He knows more truth? Is there more service? You say that this is a mature believer? How do you know that this Christian has grown? Brothers and sisters, according to Luke,
什么叫做长进?
What is to grow?
长进乃是一直长到神的面前。
Luke, according to Luke, is to grow all the way to the presence of God. Have we grown into the presence of God? Is it that the more we grow, the closer we are to the Lord? If you're close to the Lord, why cannot we control our tongue? Why can we not control ourselves? Why is it that we want to do good but we can't? So then we know, have we grown? If you measure whether someone grew, we have to ask if he's just like the Lord to grow all the way into glory. Thank the Lord. When you look at the first
33
years, this is what Matthew, Mark, Luke, John tells us. So John says we have seen his glory. The Lord not only was crucified for us, he also entered into glory for us. On the day of Pentecost, gave forth the Spirit. The Lord made him both Lord and Christ. God made him the head of the church. But don't forget. And then baptized 120 members of the body of Christ into the 120 individuals to 120 members of the body.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白吗?
So now you
understand,
when you speak about church history,
你不能离开头的,
you cannot leave the source,
你不能离开元首的历史,
you cannot leave the origin.
所以就是四福音所给我们看见的, 教会, 就给我们看见我们的主是怎样的, 从马槽一直长到宝座。
So the four gospels shows us how our Lord grew from the manger to the throne.
经过十字架,
through the cross.
或者这样说,
in other words,
我们的主长, 怎么生长, 怎么成长呢?
How did he grow?
从马槽开始,
from the manger,
经过十字架,
through the cross,
最后达到丰收,
in the end, to maturity, to harvest,
最后达到荣耀,
and to reach glory,
最后达到宝座,
to reach the throne.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个就是为什么我们说没有十字架就没有荣耀。
So that's why we say no cross, no glory.
原因为什么?
Why?
这就是我们主的历史。
Because this is the history of our Lord.
这就是教会元首的历史。
This is the history of the head of the church.
头如何身体也如何。
How the head is, so is the body.
头跟身体是同样有经历。
The head and the body have the same destiny.
所以弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
虽然在四福音里面,
even though in the four gospels,
主耶稣借着
the Lord Jesus, to the body that was given to him by God through Mary, so then he did the will of God. It was the body that Mary gave him, gave him the hand, the feet. He was crucified for us on the cross, became your and I Savior. He sacrificed himself. He let go of himself. He gave himself to us. He fulfilled the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他怎么完成父神的?
How did he fulfill the purpose of God? It's through a body.
那个借着神,
through the body that Mary gave him.
现在住到荣耀里面,
now the Lord is in glory.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
当你读使徒行传的时候,
when you study Acts,
讲到论到耶稣起初所行所教训。
So, speaking of the early teachings or the doings of God, of the Lord,
那是过去的,
that was in the past.
那是起初他所行所教训的,
when we talk about what he did in the beginning,
现在他继续讲到主耶稣所行所教训的,
so now he wants to continue to talk about the things that the
主耶稣怎么可能行呢?
Lord did. How can the Lord continue his
他不是到荣耀里面去吗?
Work? Isn't he in glory?
弟兄姊妹,
how can he do the will of God?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他借着在
So
So through the mystical body that he was established on the Pentecost,
那就是他的教会,
that is his church.
所以不要误会弟兄,
so don't misunderstand. It was no longer the body that Mary gave him. Then he cannot do the purpose of God. He already ascended into heaven. But the Lord Jesus is still walking on the earth. He still teaches.
他怎么教训?
How does he teach?
他怎么行走?
How does he walk?
乃是借着另外一个身体,
through another body. And that body was established on the Pentecost.
当圣灵降下来的时候,
when the Holy Spirit was John was there. He saw how the church was born. It was 120 individuals. That day was baptized into one body. Before Peter and John were different. When they run, it's very different. So John probably had blood type A, and John probably had blood type B. So Peter was always he would do it first, then he would think about it. So when someone looked, when they walked, when they see the grave, so John stopped at the entrance and didn't go immediately. This is what blood type A would do. But the blood type B is different. He ran directly in. These two people are completely different. Come to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit made that into one body. So Peter stood up, John stood up. 11 disciples stood together. So through Peter, the 12 apostles all spoke. So these 120 individuals will be baptized into one body. Thank the Lord,
brothers and sisters.
So if you read your Bible carefully, so you know that during the Pentecost, so John witnessed the church being born. This is Acts 1 and 2.
这个不叫使徒行传吗?
Isn't this the Acts of the Apostles?
怎么在使徒行传里面你前面12章只看见彼得?
But how come in the first 12 chapters you only see Peter?
到了后面几章好像只看见保罗,
and then towards the end of Acts you only see Paul.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你慢慢的就明白了,
so you understand,
讲到教会的时候,
when you speak about the church,
讲到诞生,
you speak about birth,
讲到天国的门打开,
speak about the kingdom of the gate of kingdom, the kingdom opening, so talk about establishing the foundation of a house. This is what the Lord gave Peter.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当彼得当初打鱼的时候,
so when Peter was a fisherman,
主告诉他说,
the Lord told him, you follow me. I want to make you fishers of men.
你记不记得?
Do you remember that?
那个时候他不过撒网,
at that time, he only cast the net.
所以现在彼得的知识是撒网的知识。
So now, the ministry of Peter was to cast the net.
在五旬节的时候,
on the day of Pentecost,
他一网撒下去,
when he cast the net,
3,000条鱼就进来,
3,000 fish came in.
又一网撒下去,
another net,
5,000条鱼就进来,
5,000 fish came in.
教会是这么开始,
so this is how the church started.
这就是教会的根基。
This is the foundation of the church. Especially on the foundation of the church. This is what the Lord gave to Peter.
那不光这样,
not only that.
为什么告诉他说这个,
why did the Lord give the keys of the kingdom to Peter?
那个钥匙是多数的,
and that keys is plural.
钥匙是为着开门的,
now the keys need to open the door.
在五旬节那一天,
on the day of the Pentecost,
彼得开了天国的门,
Peter opened the door of heaven.
所有人都能进天国了,
everyone
can,
all those who believe can enter to the gate of heaven.
那不光这样,
not only
在哥尼禄家里,
that,
他又开了一次门,
and then in the house of Cornelius he opened the door again. So you see these keys is plural.
开门也好,
opening the gate,
撒网也好,
casting the net,
尤其在五旬节的时候,
especially on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵把他们进程工作一个身体,
the Holy Spirit baptized into one body.
讲到教会开端的工作,
when you speak about the initial work of the church,
讲到根基的工作,
the work of the foundation,
你看见主是把那个执事托付给彼得的,
the Lord gave that ministry to Peter.
所以你才知道说在前面12章为什么彼得那么突出。
So that's why the first 12 chapters, Peter was very prominent. Of course, the other disciples were there. But the focus was where? The focus was now was the work of foundation. When you preach the gospel, people didn't want to listen to the gospel. Now there was a sound from heaven. And then they gathered together. And they heard tongues from every nation. They were drawn. They heard the gospel. Brothers and sisters.
So
this world wants to see sound and sight. Thank the Lord. On the day of Pentecost, there was great wind. There was a great noise. So the Holy Spirit did a very dramatic work. Brothers, don't forget. Because this is a work of foundation. This is the work of the beginning. This is the preaching gospel. In order to save millions. So the Holy Spirit was given. And through the power of the Spirit, they could be testified for the Lord. Because of this, when the church has started, you see fire and other things that are very awesome things. So when the church is immature, of course she is drawn by these things. But don't forget, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. But amazingly,
13章以后,
after chapter 13,
圣灵继续的工作,
the Holy Spirit continued to work.
圣灵不再是像火了,
no longer like fire.
圣灵不再是像风了,
no longer like the wind.
稀奇不稀奇,
isn't it amazing?
圣灵好像有一个声音,
the Holy Spirit, as if he has a voice.
圣灵在保罗里面说话,
a voice in Paul. When they prayed together, the Holy Spirit could send forth Paul and Barnabas.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在圣灵不是用个大火, 不是用这些人来感动人, 不是,
so now no longer the Spirit is given as a fire or wind to move people.
祷告的时候,
but people when they prayed,
他们的耳朵听见了,
they heard with their ears.
所以他们就说应该打发保罗,
so they knew they needed to send Paul and Barnabas.
他们也肯顺服,
they're willing to submit.
所以你看,
so the Holy Spirit is the power within.
那个感动的能力,
it was a power of moving. It was a spirit of moving. It was a power that could send Paul and Barnabas away. Now Paul was led by the Spirit and went out. So he had to go to Bithynia. So then the Holy Spirit prevented, forbid him. When he wanted to go another direction, he said the Spirit of Jesus prevented it. So the Holy Spirit was speaking in Paul and gave him a feeling that he was prevented from going. It's saying no. He couldn't explain it.
弟兄姊妹,
can you say that after Acts 13 there's no longer the Spirit? Only it was the Spirit of the Pentecost is the Holy Spirit? Why after chapter 13? As if the Holy Spirit is no longer dramatic. He became a still small voice.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
圣灵仍旧引导教会,
the Holy Spirit still led the church. Because now the church has to enter into another stage. So because when Paul was called, he was one who built tents.
所以现在, 看你没给, 所以现在他要跟随主以后,
so after he followed the Lord, so his work is to build the church. It's no longer that the church has started. It's not just to hear the gospel. Now this child has to grow. The church has to grow. So at this time, so God, the Lord gave a gift to the churches as Paul. So Paul could lead the church into growth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so when you read 1st and 2nd at Thessalonians, so how Paul led the church through infancy. So Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, how Paul led them through adolescence.
然后等一等，你看见到了这个他写监狱书信的时候。
So when he wrote the prison books,
你看见怎样保罗把教会的生命带到高峰。
So how Paul led the church life into its peak.
但是教会只有生命不一定有用。
But the church has life may not have usefulness.
教会不只有生命，教会还有执事。
The church not only has life, it also has a ministry.
他的知识，他的工作是根据他的生命。
Its ministry is according to its life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
怎么让教会在整个世界里有用?
So how can you allow the church to be useful in the world?
这就是提摩太前书，提摩太后书，还有提多书。
So there's the 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
是借着保罗的指示。
Through the ministry of Paul. So when you read chapter 13 to 28, what do you see? You see how the church matures. Now the church is growing up. Paul in the epistle, in prison, he wrote a letter to Ephesus, to a church in Colossae. Do you remember when the Lord was on earth? What did he say to the disciples? The certain words I can't speak to you now because you cannot take it because your life is too young. If I say it, it will crush you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们主有的话不能说的,
the certain words the Lord can't say at that time.
同样的,
same thing.
现在,
so only when the church's life is mature to a certain point,
神托付给保罗的话,
then the word that God gave to Paul can there be spoken in the whole Bible. The greatest revelation came in both Ephesians and Colossians. So the church in Colossae and the church in Ephesus must have come to such a point. They could absorb such words in the whole Bible. The deepest book is Philemon.
你要知道,
Philippians.
你要知道菲利比的教会,
the church of Philippi,
在主面前成熟到一个地步,
the life was so mature,
他能够经历保罗所说最深的经历。
So they can experience what Paul talked about, the deepest experience.
对弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
使徒行传是怎么结束的?
How did Acts end?
是保罗还在监狱的时候结束的。
Is when Paul was still in prison.
保罗还在监狱做了什么?
What was Paul doing in prison?
写了以弗所书,
he wrote the book of Ephesians, book of Colossians,
也写了腓立比,
and wrote the book of Philippians.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
教会不只经过婴孩的阶段,
the church not only goes through infancy,
教会经过少年的阶段,
also through adolescence.
现在终于成熟,
now finally it's mature.
现在他们听得懂了,
now they understood.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以现在你明白,
so now you understand.
使徒行传第一章第二章,
Acts chapter 1 and 2,
教会刚刚诞生,
the church was just born.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是彼得的指示,
this is the ministry of Peter.
但是等到教会要成长的时候,
but when the church is going to grow,
彼得不见了,
Peter's gone.
好像彼得退了不知道到哪里去了,
as if Peter didn't know where he went. This is an amazing thing.
现在谁叫你看见的呢?
Who did you see now?
乃是保罗的指示,
now you saw the ministry of Paul.
所以现在教会是从婴孩到少年到了使徒行传完的时候刚好,
so now the church went from infancy to adolescence towards the end of Acts unto maturity. How many years passed by? Another 33 years.
从使徒行传第一章到二十八章, 33年。
So from Acts 1 through 28, 33 years.
第一个33年,
the first 33 years is the head of the church. From manger to glory. Isn't it amazing?
好了, 现在呢,
Now the church is born. How was the church born? Now how the church grew? How into maturity? How many years? Another 33 years. Isn't it amazing? For our Lord, it's 33 years.
教会从诞生到成熟也大概是 33.
For the church, from birth to maturity, it's also 33 years.
你知道吗? 我们要小心.
You know, we have to be careful.
如果我们在一起聚会很久了,
if we meet for too long,
你说我们还是跟那个时候一样, 你就有问题了.
So you say, we're just like before, we have a problem.
这里有一个衡量的标准.
There is a measuring tape. It's a true church history. From birth to maturity is not forever. Some people follow the Lord many years, as if they never grow up. How individually, same thing with the church. When you talk about the growth of life, he heard about it, but he never grows up. There's no such thing. You see that? Time is important. So Paul said, you should be easy eating solid foods, but you're still eating milk. So you already have teeth, your mom are hurt, you still you have to eat solids to grow up. So you see very clearly, brothers. There is a problem of time. This time is not designed by us. It's the Lord designed it. So their teeth come out, they should have solids. So brothers, now you understand? To follow the Lord is not that there's no time. Some people are today here treated like eternal. Every Sunday they come to Sunday. They meet every Sunday. Every day, every week they serve. Every day is the same. Is it this way? Why has the Lord kept us on earth? If you go into eternity, it's forever. But today, as long as it's today, this life has to grow up. So, brothers and sisters, so now it's very clear. When you read Acts,
你看,
you see the first 66 years.
从诞生一直到成熟,
from birth to maturity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. So this is what Proverbs says.
义人的路,
the way of the righteous
好像黎明的光,
is like the light of the dawn. It's the light of the early morning.
越照越明,
it gets brighter by the day. Until the dusk.
对吗?
Is it this way? No.
圣经说,
until the midday.
到了日午的时候,
midday, the sun is at its brightest. It cannot be brighter. This is the way of the righteous. The church is a corporate righteous one. So it should be brighter and brighter until noon. The church should not have a declension. You shouldn't see white hairs on the church. Shouldn't see wrinkles.
弟兄姊妹,你明白吗?
You see that? This is Acts 1-28.
根据神的句,
according to the purpose of God, the church should be from birth all the way to maturity. Why? Because the life of the church is the life of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, the Lord hates sin. The cross will take care of all the world's sin problems. Every day will be changed. Conform to the image of the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, so this is the way of the righteous. Brighter and brighter until the day dawns.
但是不要忘记,
brothers and sisters,
你有没有觉得,
did you, but don't forget,
在使徒行传里,
in Acts,
彼得站起来,
so when Peter stood up, so did John.
彼得说话,
when Peter spoke,
约翰没有说话,
John did not speak. Many times Peter spoke, John would also speak.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么在约翰在使徒行传里,
why is it then in the book of Acts?
你听不见约翰说话,
you cannot hear John speak.
彼得说话你知道,
Peter speaks,
约翰说话,
you
hear.
John speaks, you
hear. 当然彼得跟众使徒站在一同说话, 当然彼得,
so sometimes when Peter and John stand up together, they speak. But you never saw much what John spoke.
那么弟兄姊妹, 为什么这样做呢?
Why did it it's such this way? You know?
神用彼得,
God uses Peter.
神用保,
God
保罗,
uses Paul.
神也用约翰,
God also uses John.
为什么在使徒行传约翰没有讲一句话?
Why in the book of Acts, John, as if he didn't speak
为什么他沉默?
A word? Why was he quiet?
因为神要保留他,
because God was keeping him.
神有一个用意,
God has a purpose.
当初约翰在怎么遇见主?
How the Lord met, John met the Lord.
他撒网,他在捕, 主遇见他,
when the Lord met John, he was mending the net.
现在明白吗?
Now you understand?
后来约翰一生的职事就是捕网,
so then the ministry of John was that of mending the net.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
网破掉了,
the net is broken.
福音的网破掉了,
the net of the gospel is broken.
有的鱼就跑掉了,
the, some fish have gone.
弟兄姊妹, 到了约翰的时候,
when the time of John,
你看见福音的网破了,
the net of the gospel is broken.
所以约翰起来补网,
so John started to mend the net.
所以约翰说, 主耶稣是神的儿子,
so John said Jesus is the son of God. This is the revelation of God for John. If you believe the Lord Jesus, you can receive eternal life. God loves the world that he gave his only begotten son.
请大家记得,
brothers and sisters, remember, John was there mending the net.
也是一样,
same way.
本来教会正常的时候,
when the church was in its normal state,
有长老有执事,
elders, deacons, the saints,
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers, now the church is in declension. Now it's no longer a matter of position. Now it's a matter of life. Some people have life is full. He is considered father. Some are strong men. And those life who's not mature is the children. So when he wrote the epistle, he wrote to the fathers, the young men, and the children.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
在这里很明显,
it's very clear.
到了约翰的时候,
when you come to the time of John,
是不是跟从前不一样了?
It was a different time.
现在约翰做的工作是捕网的工作,
now, the work of John was the work of many nets.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这不是告诉我们生命从幼稚慢慢就成熟了吗?
Doesn't this tell us that life slowly grows up and matures?
基督的生命是永远年轻的，不是吗?
Isn't the life of Christ always young?
但是现在有个问题,
but now there's a problem.
等到约翰对镜子看的时候,
so as John looked at himself in the mirror,
他看见自己脸上的皱纹,
he saw the wrinkles in his face,
他看见自己的白头发,
he saw his own white hairs,
他也看见他的牙齿松动了,
he also saw how his teeth are loosened,
他知道,
he knew, even though the outer man is decaying, the inner man is going to be, so when he meets the Lord, he'll be like him. Well, he couldn't resist stand. He discovered the church had wrinkles. The church had spots. The church had gray hair.
Well,
how is that possible? If the church is the body of Christ,
什么会有皱纹?
How can it have wrinkles?
什么会有玷污?
How could it have spots?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
在头一个世纪100年,
in the first century, 100 years,
第一个33年,
the first 33 years,
元首,
the head,
第二个33年,
the second,
教会怎样从诞生到成长,
how the church was born, birth to maturity,
从诞生到成熟,
birth to maturity,
那是何等的荣耀,
it is so glorious,
那个光越照越明, 直到日午,
so that light was brighter and brighter until the new,
那个时候保罗到荣耀里去,
so then Paul went to glory,
那个时候彼得到荣耀里去,
Peter went to glory,
他们去的正是时候,
they went at the right time,
他们看见教会成长,
they saw the church grow,
他们心里是何等的安慰,
they were so comforted.
保罗可以说, 你们就
Paul can say, you are my crown.
弟兄姊妹,
to leave the world at the time was the best.
不光是因为与主同在,
not only was it because to be with the Lord was amazing,
而且你亲眼看见丰收, 你亲眼看见这些果子,
but you saw the harvest, it was the best.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
约翰又多活了30岁。
Then John lived another 33 years.
为什么33?
Why 33 years?
为什么彼得就到荣耀里面?
Why did Peter went into glory?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
他们是何等的欢喜?
They were so rejoiced.
可以说贺捆带着回来。
So they brought many.
他们寻道的时候，可以说有的教会成熟的时候。
So they brought much harvest, and they could say when they were martyred, they saw many churches mature.
但约翰就是又活了33年。
But then John lived another 33 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他亲眼看见教会诞生。
He saw the church being born.
他也亲眼看见教会老。
He also saw the church age.
这是他最不能明白的。
This is the thing he could not understand the most.
但是不要忘记,
brothers and sisters, don't forget.
你怎么知道教会老?
How do you know the church aged?
当你读启示录七封书信时,
when you read the seven epistles of John,
那是第一个世纪。
That was just the first century church.
老约翰还活着。
John was still alive.
弟兄姊妹, 那个时候的教会的光景是什么光景?
So what was the condition of the church at the time?
以弗所不是最荣耀的吗?
Wasn't Ephesus, church in Ephesus, the most glorious? Isn't that the church in Ephesus the most
mature? 保罗写了最高的启示给以弗所的,
didn't Paul write the greatest revelation to the church in Ephesus?
但是现在以弗所在哪里?
But where was Ephesus now?
现在以弗所教会怎么样?
What happened to the church in Ephesus?
七个教会里面,
amongst the seven churches,
有五个教会需要悔改。
Five of them needed to repent.
你说约翰有没有弄错?
Now, did John get something wrong?
悔改的道是只是对不信的人传的。
The message of repentance should only be to unbelievers.
这里不是约翰讲的。
Not, this is not Paul, John was saying. The Lord himself said it.
主自己讲说,
the Lord said, you ought to repent.
你们要行起初当初所行的事。
You ought to do the things that you did from the beginning.
如果你不悔改的话,
if you do not repent,
我就要把灯台从原处挪去。
I will remove the lampstand.
现在大家如果到以弗所去,
if you go to Ephesus today,
以弗所教会在哪里?
Where is the church in Ephesus?
以弗所灯台已经被挪走了。
The lampstand is already gone.
因为以弗所只剩下一片的废墟。
And you see that Ephesus is only a bunch of ruins today.
主说把灯台挪去,
when the Lord says the lampstand is
new, 什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在在小亚细亚,
in Asia Minor,
你如果要找到最大最完整的考古局是以弗所,
you want to find the most preserved archaeological site is Ephesus.
现在以弗所只能够做最大的考古区。
So Ephesus can only be the largest archaeological site.
一切都是废墟,
everything is ruins.
废墟能照亮你吗?
Can the ruins enlighten you?
从废墟里面能有灯台吗?
Can there be a lampstand from the ruins?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你现在明白了,
now you understand.
等到老约翰真的看见教会的情形,
when old John saw the real condition of the church,
你看看,
you see that?
现在多活了30年。
Now he lived another 33 years.
他看见教会渐渐的老化。
He saw how the church aged.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果教会在根基开始传福音的时候,
so at the foundation when the church started preaching the gospel,
那个路在彼得的身上,
that way was upon Peter.
如果教会今天 不能成长, 要成长, 你看这个路在保罗的身上。
So for the church to grow up, this was in the burden was upon Paul.
现在我们问一个问题,
now we want to ask,
当教会老化了,
when the church ages,
当教会渐渐荒凉,
when the testimony is desolate,
我们应该怎么做?
How, what do we do?
这个就是教会的道路。
This is the way of the church.
而教会的道路,
now the way of the church,
是神借着约翰的启示,
through the revelation of John,
把启示录给我,
to have given us revelation.
为什么写启示?
Why did he write revelation?
是七个号, 七个印, 七个碗吗?
Is it the seven trumpets, seven bowls?
那些, 叫我们不明白那些表号吗?
Things that we don't understand? No.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
整本的启示录,
the whole book of Revelation,
告诉我们说,
tell us this.
教会有路,
The church has a way.
教会有明天,
the church has a tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个路在哪里?
Where is the way?
当然就是启示录这里所给我们看.
Of course, it's what Revelation shows us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
这一次呢, 我们要看早期的教会,
we want to see the early church
从他们身上得到教训,
receive a teaching from them.
那么然后, 我们看教会的路在哪里?
And we see where the way of the church is.
我们一共三堂,
we have three messages.
我们一堂讲100年,
we speak, we'll talk about 100 years each message. We finished the first
100
years. If you didn't understand it, that you were sleeping. It's okay.
这种昏暗的环境,
of course, it's kind of dark in here. You can
但是不要紧,
sleep.
不要紧,
no, so I hope you review.
所以我希望你很留心地听,
so please pay attention. So we try to summarize 100 years of history in an hour and a half.
那明天主若愿意的话,
if the Lord willing, we'll see the second 100 years and the third
100 years.
But I think we've established a foundation.
就是教会的路在哪里?
Where is the way of the church?
教会的路, 教会到底有没有路?
Does the church have a future?
我们个人有路没有路, 还是小事?
Whether we ourselves have a way personally is a little thing. Let us meeting together. But if we don't know the way of the church as we gather together,
我们不是辜负主对我们的托付,
haven't we not lived up to the burden that the Lord has placed on us. May the Lord have mercy on us to show us that this is an urgent matter, that not just the older among us hear the message. I hope that you young brothers and sisters listen to
that.
Many areas don't understand you, but don't forget, we still pray for the two messages tomorrow. I know it's very difficult to speak of 100 years of history. Each message is that we need the Lord's mercy. But we'll start today. We'll continue tomorrow. So you have a handout in your hand. We didn't explain this today. We'll explain it tomorrow. Please bring it back tomorrow. If you're not reliable, leave it on the chair,
put
it on your pew, then you can take it up tomorrow. This is a very important handout, so we should think about whether we want to project it. Maybe we can project it, so it should be useful tomorrow.
那明天是不容易的,
tomorrow is difficult.
因为4点, 然后一堂, 然后7点又是一堂,
so there's a message at 4 and then at 7.
所以我知道你们礼拜六有很多事情要做,
so you're very busy on Saturday. Maybe you should find a time to rest before the messages. Then you can receive these messages.
好,
let's bow with a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们感谢你恩待我,
we thank you for your mercy on us.
把这些话给了我,
to give us these words.
虽然我们身体疲倦,
even though our bodies are tired,
也许我们跟不上你的话,
maybe we cannot follow everything you say.
但是我们还是听见了一些的话,
but we have heard a few words.
我们有个心愿,
we have a desire.
我们愿意明白教会的道,
we're willing to understand the way of the church.
如果你恩待我们的话,
Lord, if you're willing to have mercy on
us,
bring us back tomorrow afternoon.
我们谢谢你给我们这样,
thank you for such a wonderful time.
我们这样的祷告,
we pray this in Jesus' dear name. Amen. Amen.